As we reported earlier, recipients of the Pulitzer Prize were announced today, and they included winners in literature, music, and the arts. Jeffrey Brown is with us from Boston to run through some of them. Hi, Jeff. So,
hi, Judy.
The winner in music, a big surprise, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that is a real big surprise, Judy. As you know, the Pulitzer Prize in music almost always has gone to someone in the world of contemporary classical music. Twice it has gone to some jazz greats, but that didn't even happen until 1997. The first was Wynton Marsalis, and then in 2007 was the great Ornette Coleman. But here we have Kendrick Lamar from the world of popular music, for one, and even more rap music, which has never happened before. So it's quite interesting. There's no question about his bona fides as one of the great wordsmiths and musicians of popular music today, but it's very interesting to think about the values of music and what is being honored by something like the Pulitzer. It's quite new. Of course, it happened, one analogy we could think of is Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize a couple of years ago. Quite controversial. He was getting it in the work. He was getting the prize for literature as a poet, but here he was a musician and folk singer. Kendrick Lamar is certainly a musician, certainly doing music, but this is quite new for the Pulitzers.
Well, I confess I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar, so good for him. Now, Jeff, there were some other interesting winners, writers, other categories of the Pulitzer Prize. Tell us about a couple of those.
Yeah, I can tell you about a few of them. The winner in poetry was Frank Bidart. Frank is a very renowned elder statesman at this point. He won for his, it's called Half Light, and it's collected poems. And so this is clearly honoring him for many decades of wonderful work. He's best known for his dramatic monologues, longer poems, in which he sort of uses a dramatic character, sometimes a real character, and puts it into poetic form. The winner in nonfiction, some of our NewsHour viewers will remember because I interviewed him, James Forman Jr. It's for Locking Up Our Own. It's about crime and punishment in America, and very timely look at many kinds of issues, particularly around race involving the criminal justice system. And in the world of biography, this one interested me. The book is called Prairie Fires. The winner is Caroline Fraser. It's a biography of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Right. And this is the Little Home on the Prairie book. So a lot of people have read these books. I've been reading it myself, quite interesting. It's framing Laura Ingalls Wilder, but in a much larger picture about the settlement of the American West. Of course, the prairie and the pioneers on the prairie.
Thank you very much. A reminder that these Pulitzers extend beyond journalism to so many areas of our culture and our life. Jeffrey Brown, thank you.
Thanks, Judy.